Amen.
Amen. Well, this excerpt derives actually from the Rhema, the Shalom becomes the Shalam. And I was at the end of Apostle's notes, and he mentioned that we would be dissecting Isaiah 54 in reference to the building stones. So I started to look at the stones a little bit, but then the stones, as I was looking at them, revealed something else. Now, I only have an excerpt for you tonight, but if I were to title it, let me pull it up for you. If I were to title it, it would be "A Sustained Mind is a Monument that is Preserved in Shalom Shalom and Its Inheritance." I know that's a little long, so I'm gonna say it again. A sustained mind is a monument that is preserved in Shalom Shalom and its inheritance.
Amen.
Now we're going to pick up in Isaiah 54. We're going to read verse 10, 11, 12, and then 14a. "For the mountains shall depart and the hills be removed, but my kindness shall not depart from thee. Neither shall the covenant of my peace be removed, saith the Lord that hath mercy on thee. O thou afflicted, tossed with tempest and not comforted, behold, I will lay thy stones with fair colors, and lay thy foundations with sapphires, and I will make thy windows of agates and thy gates of carbuncles, and all thy borders of pleasant stones. In righteousness shalt thou be established." Now here in these verses, we see construction and the establishment of something. These stones were built into something. So from this, I realize that Isaiah 54 ties right into another verse that I had looked at. We've been in Isaiah 26 and 3. And that is, "Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee." Now the word "keep" here means to guard, protect, maintain, preserve, but it also means monument.
Praise God. Praise God.
So those stones of fair colors, the pleasant stone, the precious stones, build monuments.
Wow.
So if we plug it back into the verse, it would read, "Thou wilt monument him in perfect peace."
Wow. Bless God.
Hallelujah.
Now, a monument is a building. It's a structure. And Google search says monuments remind us of our heritage. They are like a treasure for a nation and symbol of pride of their civilization. Think about that statement pertaining to God.
That's God.
For those whose mind are stayed, the word "stayed" means sustained and established. For those whose mind are sustained in Rhema. For those whose minds are established in Rhema, we are built as literal monuments of treasure.
Hallelujah. And a
symbol of God's kingdom. And that monument of treasure is built right inside of perfect peace. Now let's take a look at those building materials again. It says to us, "Neither shall the covenant of my peace be removed." Right there, God's monument blueprint.
That's good.
His blueprint says, "Neither shall the covenant of my peace be removed." And the building materials again, "I will lay thy stones with fair colors and lay thy foundations with sapphires.
Hallelujah.
I will make thy windows of agates and thy gates of carbuncles and all thy borders of pleasant stones. In righteousness shalt thou be established."
Hallelujah.
Those are the building materials that God establishes us in as monuments in shalom, shalom.
Amen. Amen.
Praise God.
Not only are we beautiful to look upon, but we are strong. We are solid. We are unmovable. We're built of marble and all precious stones.
Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Praise God.
But along with the beauty and the strength, there's even more. As monuments, there comes an inheritance. And that monumental inheritance can be seen as we continue in Isaiah 54. And that's verse 13 through 17. This is the monumental inheritance. When your mind is stayed on him, you're sustained and established in him. You become a monument, and this is your inheritance. All thy children shall be taught of the Lord. This is your inheritance.
Hallelujah.
Great shall be the peace of thy children. These are your stones. Thou shalt be far from oppression. Thou shalt not fear. Terror shall not come near thee.
Hallelujah.
They shall surely gather together, but not by me.
Hallelujah, Lord.
And whosoever shall gather against thee shall fall for thy sake. Here's another stone. I have created the smith that bloweth the coals in the fire and that bringeth forth an instrument for his work. And you might think to yourself, how is that part of inheritance? Well, any refining fire is only the delegated influence that we learned about on Sunday. Even in fire, God is the one who is in control.
Yes.
That's right.
I have created the waster to destroy.
Uh-huh.
This again shows delegated influence. The Prince of Peace is the ruler of rulers. No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. Every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment, thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Servant of the Lord. And the righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. Proof that this is the monumental inheritance. The word heritage means inheritance. This is the inheritance of those whose mind is sustained on him. We teach him are being constructed and established by God the Father himself to be beautiful, strong, solid, and unmovable monuments that are preserved in shalom, shalom. And that is my excerpt for you.
Hallelujah.
Amen, Lord.
Amen.
That was an awesome breakdown.
Amen.
Awesome breakdown. That was really, really, really good. And it's really necessary to understand that. I love how she added the waster, the destroyer, the smith that bloweth the coals as a part of the inheritance. Because in essence, trust you me, when what I've learned and what I'm learning, even those two are a part of the inheritance. This is what Paul was calling the gifts.
Yeah.
These are gifts that I will rejoice in mine infirmities, Paul said. And they are part, listen, sounds crazy.
Mm-hmm.
All those other ones are very easy to see. You know, great shall be the peace of thy children, far from oppression, thou shalt not fear. All those other ones, very easy to see. But those two there, the smith that bloweth the coals, I have created the smith that bloweth the coals in the fire and that bringeth forth an instrument for his work. I have created the waster to destroy. Those are two a part of our inheritance. Mm-hmm. And we were talking in on Tuesday night's prayer session. If we start looking at the gifts of our affliction and let them do what they're supposed to do, instead of looking so much for the solution or the breakthrough, but man, if we let those gifts, let it become the windows almost, it would be windows of agates that you look through, that you see. There's a sun, that word, the window means actually the shining of the sun. There's a revealing in us, and that will bring forth a glory on our lives. But we've got to allow those two. I know it stinks. Nobody likes it, but there is a purpose, and they are part of our inheritance. It is the trying of our faith. Yes. My God, it will form Christ in you like nobody's business.
Hallelujah.
We've got to stop looking so far to get the breakthrough. All these wonderful blessings that come from the covenant. I like how she called it the blueprint. The blueprint, man, of this thing, the covenant of his peace. This is the blueprint of it all. And these are all the wonderful benefits that come from it. But I really want you to focus and think about those two there. I have created the smith that bloweth in the coals. Somebody needs to hear this tonight. And that bringeth forth an instrument for his work. I have created also the waster to destroy. Man, this is a part of our inheritance. This is a part. That's why he says, listen, no weapon formed against. I say it all the time. It's one of my favorite verses, because I understand it. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. Period. Awesome job, Elder Allison. That was really, really, really good.
Amen. Awesome. Amen.
Awesome.
Amen.
I hear this for you. He that waters shall also be watered himself. And Amen. So take the watering that the Spirit of God is giving unto you even now. Take the watering. As you opened your mouth and you became his vessel, take the watering under yourself and take the refreshing that's coming from out of the words that were just spoken by you. So there's a blessing in it for you there. Praise God. God, praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Awesome. 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 Yeah. Yeah. Let me read it to you one more time. One more time, guys. One more time. All thy children shall be taught of the Lord. Great shall be the peace of thy children. Thou shalt be far from oppression. Thou shalt not fear. Terror shall not come near thee. They shall surely gather together. I like what she said this, but not by me. Whosoever shall gather together against thee shall fall for thy sake. I've created the smith that bloweth the coals, a part of your inheritance, in the fire, and that bringeth forth an instrument for his work. Ah, glory be to God. I have created the waster to destroy. No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. Every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment thou shalt condemn. This is the inheritance of the servants of the Lord. And their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Tremendous. All because of being in the covenant of Shalom Shalom.
Yes. Amen. Yes.
Amen. Good, 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 Elder. Good. Good. Very good. We are going to go straight in now. Sister Erica wants to, she's been talking about this peace and she's been having things to say about it. She's been experiencing it. And so we're going to turn it over to Sister Erica tonight, and she's going to present what God has been showing her concerning this.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Bless God.
Well, from Sunday until Tuesday and Wednesday, it's been a constant thread with thoughts in your subconscious and your conscious mind. And I guess that's near and dear to me, since that's where the enemy tried to afflict me with, but then I turned it around and use it for God's good. Okay, can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Okay. All right. Isaiah 54 and 4. Fear not, for you shall not be ashamed, neither be confounded and depressed. For you shall not be put to shame, for you shall forget the shame of your youth. And when he says youth, he's not referring to chronological age. is immaturity in the faith, the kingdom, or our emotional intelligence.
Come on
and
now.
You shall not remember the reproach of your widowhood. And I looked at that, and it means naked, uncovered, shame, danger, lack, debt anymore. So as I explored the definition of widowhood some more, it said one who has lost sight of God as support.
Wow.
When the conscious mind has ceased to be positive, the subconscious mind becomes like a widow. The conscious unity between the mind and the vitality of the organism has been severed, and there is lack and burden that takes place. And let me go back. And when I looked up the word vitality, it means state of being, the state of being strong and active. So if I was to rephrase it, it would be the conscious unity between the mind and the state of being strong and active of man has been severed. And it says eventually in all who do not consciously take possession of the 12 facilities. And it's just a side note here. The conscious mind, this blew my mind. The conscious mind controls only 5% of the day. Whereas the subconscious mind has a hold of your thoughts 95% of the day.
Yes, ma'am.
And we have 70,000 thoughts per day. That's why in 2 Corinthians 10 and 5, the word say bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. And even Apostle, while you were speaking on Sunday, I seen like the news. And you know, you're looking at the news, but at the bottom, you have those words, I call it a reel. Just going, repeat, just sit over and over and over. And we're so hyper-focused sometimes on the big picture that we're not paying attention to the little reels that represent the subconscious mind that's constantly playing to
this. So true.
For what we're seeing.
Come on now.
And then it said, I comprehend the purpose of us habitating in Rhema three times a day, because that's every 8 hours, which covers the 24-hour span. So we're constantly covered in the Rhema to deflect, to interrupt those demonic reels that's going and replacing it with the Rhema.
Yes, amen, God.
Erica, come on now.
Hallelujah, God.
Hallelujah.
And it said it has to pierce our conscious mind in order to penetrate our subconscious mind, since that's where we are 95% of the day. Just maybe that's the reason why we haven't been experienced perpetual manifestations. Right. We can't just be visitors in this rainbow world. We have to have habitation. We have to live there. We have to abide there. That's who we are.
Very good.
Amen. 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 Hallelujah.
Okay, and then it says, enlarge the place of your tent and let the curtains of your habitations be stretched out. Your cords strengthen your stakes. So what the Lord is basically saying is to expand the capacity of your mind to be able to comprehend and execute your purpose and your destiny. Don't spare anything. Don't limit the Father in his ability to support you. And I took notice when it says, let the curtains of your habitations be stretched out. And ladies and gentlemen, we cannot even allow distractions, like I said before, to make us visitors. We have to have habitation there. And this is a 24/7 habitation commitment. We have to abide here if we expect to develop and maintain a relational and personal relationship with the Father to sustain perpetual manifestations, still not neglecting Jesus and the Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah.
The facilities in the divine mind, appropriated minds, are faith, strength, wisdom, love, power, imagination, understanding, will, order, zeal, renunciation, and life. When the divine mind is looked to as the one and only guide of the facilities, and the facilities mean characteristic attributes of a man are developed in an orderly manner through the power of the Rhema word. For then sin shall not have dominion over us. That's unbelief. For we are not under the law, but under grace, divine intervention.
Amen.
And in Isaiah 54:5, for your maker is your husband. And for the males, the guys, don't look at it in the natural, but by the spirit, because it's a metaphor of positions.
That's right.
Because in Galatians 3:8, it says we're male nor female in the spirit. And it says the Lord of hosts is his name. And I said, the host of what? And that will be the angelic forces at his command. And just imagine your husband that loves you unconditionally has angelic forces at his commands. That's why it is written, if God be for us, who can be against us?
Very good,
and
Erica.
No weapon that is formed against us shall prosper. Right. And I said, who? Not sickness nor disease, not lack, not people, not ungodly beliefs, not unbelief, and certainly not demonic systems. He has you covered. The Holy One of Israel is your Redeemer. And my Redeemer is one who compensates the faults of bad aspects of something, in this case, widowhood.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, Jesus. Mm-hmm. And then I'm on my last one. Isaiah 54:10, for the mountains shall not be removed and the hills may shake, but my loving kindness will not be removed from you, nor will my covenant of peace, nothing missing, nothing broken, completeness be shaken, says the Lord who has compassion on you. And when I looked up the word loving kindness, the Hebrew word for it is chesed, which literally means covenant loyalty.
Ooh,
covenant loyalty, faithfulness, unfailing love, mercy, great favor. And covenant, we know, it defines the obligations and commitments, but are different from a contract because a covenant is a relational and personal relationship. And loyalty means being there for someone through highs and lows and stand by their side regardless of circumstances. And Psalms 139:8 says, if I ascend to heaven, you are there. If make my bed in hell, behold, you are there. Nothing, he won't leave you for anything. He's there, he's loyal to you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. And I just said all of that to say.
Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah. Oh,
yes,
hallelujah,
Jesus.
Jesus.
Yes, God.
Thank you, Lord. Yes, you are. Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you. God. Thank you, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Our minds have expanded now.
Yes, even when we go before Shalom, shalom, we can go with an intelligent conversation.
That's right.
When we even worship, we can worship intelligently.
That's right.
Like I can say, Apostle Todd, thank you. You're going to look at me like, thank you for what? Like, what? But if I come, thank you for your loving kindness. And then you would hear that word chested and you was like, okay, she mean my covenant loyalty. It's more intelligent. It's that of maturity. We can have a mature conversation then.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, God. Hallelujah, Amen. Lord God.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen, Lord. Amen, God. Amen, Lord God. Amen.
That's so good. So, so good. Erica, were you done there?
Yes.
I didn't want to interrupt, but boy, I really did. If you were a man, I'd have slapped you and took the mic from you. I'm telling you right now, I would have, my gosh. That was so good. That was so good. I love how you ended it. I love how you ended that excerpt. I love it because what you said is what I've been saying, and it's been in my spirit. We have a language to speak to him. We've got a language. We have an understanding. We can talk to him with intelligence that has been birthed from this rhema word. I love brought out, but my kindness. I never looked that word up before, but man, that just, I mean, quickened my spirit, my kindness, awesome. My covenant loyalty awesome. Shall not awesome. Depart. My goodness, it shall not depart from thee.
Amen.
My covenant loyalty. Then you gave the perfect scripture behind that. Man, if I ascend to heaven, you are there. If I made my bed in hell, my goodness, behold, thou art there with me. My proving his covenant loyalty.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Yes.
My goodness, that entire excerpt from Isaiah 54, those verses was perfectly done. I mean, that thing was perfect.
Let's go.
Love the breakdown. You got even back into the message on our theta. You got back in there and how, my gosh, and I love the breakdown on that, on how we have 70,000 thoughts in a day and 95% of those thoughts are controlled by the subconscious, or the things that we're not paying attention to. I was just telling, I believe it was either Mom or Elder Allison, I was just telling that, listen here, Satan is using the small things, man, to bring a severance or to bring us or to build his bulwarks.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
He's using little things that confuse. The Bible says small foxes spoil the vine. And it's the truth. It's those subconscious thoughts that allow him to come in. And all of that I heard tonight, and all that I heard, I keep hearing this word.
So
God is initiating observance, just like Elder Donna said. He's initiating us in a place of absolute observance. So we're not going to lose any longer. But we are going to see, I love this. We're going to dwell in the rainbow. We're going to dwell, like Erica said, we're going to dwell here. And we're not just going to come and visit, but we're going to dwell here so we can see total manifestation. My goodness.
Amen.
My goodness. Erica, that was so well done. That was, I mean, just my spirit. Oh, God knows what I needed tonight. I needed both of you to say what you said. I needed it. My goodness, I needed it. I needed it. I needed it. I am headed into a whole new dimension. And boy, it has been some heavy lifting for me moving in this place, allowing God to go so deep. And it has been, I got to say this, it may sound like I'm in works, but it's not. It has been draining. It has been draining because the pressure that's coming from behind, but from the enemy, has been so great. But I'm so reminded that no weapon formed against me shall prosper.
Yes, God. Amen, Lord.
But gifts unto me.
Amen.
To
Amen.
The place of Christ. And I'm blessed by this. Erica, awesome job. Awesome.
Amen. Yes.
Or anybody else want to say anything? I saw a lot of comments flying while she was ministering and while Elder Allison was ministering. But anybody else want to comment? I'm going to open it up for a few minutes so you can comment on either excerpt or both if you'd like to. I'm going to open it wide open there.
That was just very good. Another reminder on our thetas, because we actually, in more group, that came up again. And the day prior, I was reminded about the theta. So our thetas have to be saturated in the rainbow.
Yes.
Or do.
Amen.
They sure
Amen. Do. Amen.
And for anyone that doesn't know what theta is, it's just the subconscious mind. It just as Erica had mentioned, just tremendous. Anyone else? I heard a whole lot of hallelujahs and amens. I know some of you got something to say because you were quickened and it blessed you. So let's hear it. Come on now.
I just give God glory. I was trying to give someone else an opportunity, but both of those excerpts were awesome. Truly, truly awesome. And so refreshing and so
refreshing.
And it was just awesome. Just really awesome. There was just so much in every word. So good. So good. And really, I'm just blessed. I am just so blessed.
When you hear Erica speak, you want to put her mouth in slow motion because you want to eat every word that's coming out, and she's moving so fast.
I'm working on slowing down.
It's so good. I want to press the pause button. If I could control you, like in that movie Click, I would pause you so I could imbibe the powerful thing that was just said. You're going into another one and then another one and then another one. It's like, wait.
Awesome.
Yeah. Let me eat that one first. Let me, oh my goodness. Truly awesome, though. I've been really, really, I got what I needed tonight. I really, really did.
Amen.
I got
Amen. Exactly.
God knows. He told me, he said, just hear. He said, just listen. Just imbibe and listen. And I know exactly why. Beautiful. Awesome. Beautiful. Jay, awesome. I know you're on the line. Jay, what you got to say about what you heard?
Nah, I'm just, I mean, it's all confirmation to me. I mean, it just, it ties and marries so well with everything that was said on last night.
It's true.
And it's like a smorgasbord. I'm just enjoying myself. Yes. I'm like at an all-you-can-eat buffet.
Yeah, man. I heard about last night. I heard about it. I was dealing with some family things, all good things, but I was dealing with some family things last night, and I did hear about what you taught on last night. It was really powerful.
Yes,
and it does marry perfectly with what you had taught on last night.
Amen.
I'm really glad you guys' ears are to the wall. I need you. I'm going to openly say this. I need you because each joint supplies, and I need your supply, and we need it. Because this is a big word. God gives us huge insights. And there's no way that I'm the only gift that's popping off. There's no way. All the anointing, the rhema that's inside you guys. And so we want to extract everything that we can. And so, Erica, you got some work to do. You got to do some more, a little bit more breakdown on that. I'm gonna get in touch with you tomorrow. We're gonna talk about it. But there was a whole lot that was said. And Joshua, you too, both of you. We're gonna do something different. We're gonna go deep on this. And I'm gonna have you two tag team one night. I'm not sure when, and we're gonna deal with that subject right there about the theta. We're gonna let you guys rip into it and how it competes with peace. And we're going to let you guys go. And I want everybody on the line so we can get a clarity. Kurt, I know you're there, Kurt. I'm going to bother you. I know you're trying to be in the background, but what you got to say, brother?
I just feel like that there was some heavy hitting that went on tonight.
By Amen. Both.
Yes.
Amen.
I want to, I agree with you on Sister Erica, how fast she was going. It kind of reminded me of that, the Comcast or the Xfinity commercial on the speed. It just zoom, zoom, zoom. But but I was catching it, and it's like, man, it was like she gave so much that I'm
so definitely
going to listen to this tonight. I think that it really fortifies what God is actually doing, like showing us other aspects of what He's actually doing by us being in authentic faith in His perfect peace.
Amen.
That is the technique, the blueprint. It's all just like tying together and like
all of it,
like
all of it.
Rhema begetting Rhema, like really rooting us in what He's saying.
Yes, sir. Amen. Yes, sir. I couldn't agree more.
Awesome.
Amen. He really is. He's initiating. He's causing us to be so much more observant. And we are coming into a dimension of accuracy that we are going to see. I'm telling you now. It sounds cliche, but we're going to see some glory. And
yes,
I mean, some real glory is about to fall. I'm telling you right now, boy, oh boy, you're about to see kingdom come, and you're about to see His will be done. And it's going to be as though you are dreaming when He starts to pour it out. And just, I'm just excited, man. I'm excited. I know Blanche is on the line. I'm going to bother you, Blanche. I see you saying amen like every other sentence here. What do you got to say about what you heard? Come on, New Orleans.
Oh, I had to take myself off of mute. I'm like, wait, where is it? Because I was getting ready to text something else. I thought it was the insight tonight was very powerful. And it just, like, when you heard, you know, the presentations tonight, you would just get like this little jolt of energy. So I was trying to do my best to like absorb it and take it in when I really should have been taking notes, but thank God for the replay so I can go back and listen to it again while I'm working. But it was amazing. I loved it. I hope we get to hear from everybody again tonight. It was just so good. It was really refreshing.
Amen.
It really was. Amen. I saw you commenting. That's why I had to bother you. You know, we don't hear your voice too often. So every now and then we gotta hear you now. But I agree. Right. It was like a jolt of energy. I know how I felt. I know how my day went. I know how challenging it was for me to stay in. And I felt the waster on my back. I did. I felt that the smith that was blowing coals and fire was around me today, later in the mid-afternoon. And it just got a little intense for me, but I stayed my course and I got to tonight and I needed what I heard. And it did. I agree with Blanche 100%. Gave me that jolt. It quickened me. And I feel wonderful right now. I feel like Cap did on Tuesday. He came on, his body was broken down. He was getting body blowed by the enemy and he was physically feeling it. But at the end of the night, he was healed. And that's exactly how I feel in the spirit right now. So thank you both tremendously.
Amen, Lord God.
Oh, can I say something else?
Of course. Amen.
This whole thing, the study that we've been in just kind of brings me back to Old Store, the second witness.
Coming from
the standpoint of manifestation, observance, the seeing aspect.
Amen. Amen. You
know, the hearing ear.
Amen.
The seeing eye, the Lord has made even both of them.
So
and
true.
It's like he's solidifying, even though we haven't mentioned that, but I just hear second witness.
That's the truth.
Amen. I totally agree with that. Amen. I totally agree with that. It is. Oh, man. Grace and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. He has been waiting to reveal the second witness to us because it comes from God, our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. And we're coming into that second witness, man.
We're coming in.
Every time I think it can't get any better, he blows my mind again. Every single time.
Hallelujah.
Every single time. We were talking about that today a little bit. How eternity is going to be. Thank God, revelation and rhema never runs out because that's what's going to sustain us for all eternity.
Amen.
All eternity. He's blowing my mind, just blew my mind tonight. It's blowing my mind in the study on peace. Just blowing my mind. Amen. Amen. Anybody else before we go ahead and clock out? Anyone else? Well, amen. If you have a seed you'd like to sow, you can sow it. You can sow it tonight, of course.